It's Kiss 92, time for Doctors in the House, and this month is all about learning how to deal with emergencies.
Yes.
You never know when that might crop up, right?
That's right.
Like a broken or fractured bone, for instance. Mm. What should you do when that happens?
That's right. Here to tell us more is Dr. Victor Sia, orthopedic surgeon from Mount Elizabeth Novena Hospital. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
So, doc, how do I know if my injury is a fracture or something more serious? Actually, fractures are pretty serious too.
Yeah, generally they are. One of the obvious signs, if there's a deformity in the limb or if there's a deformity in the joint, that would indicate that likelihood of a fracture is higher.
Right.
Or if a person, for example, has a lower limb injury and has a lot of difficulty putting any weight on it, then again, we will suspect that there may be a fracture.
Also, doctor, isn't the pain factor also an indication? Because I broke my little toe once and the pain was unbelievable.
Yes, if the pain is a lot of pain, then the chance
it's
of
it's a good
it
indication,
being a fracture,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So how are adult fractures different from child fractures?
Well, if you look at the group of patients, we can divide them in roughly three groups: the children, the young adults, and the elderly.
Mm.
So for the elderly, because of osteoporosis, they're at a higher risk of fracturing from a simple fall.
Right.
So for this group of patients, we really have to look very closely to make sure they don't have a fracture after a fall.
Yeah.
Children's bones are generally a little bit softer and more pliable. So in terms of fractures, they are less likely to have a fracture and they tend to heal better.
Because they can like bend a little bit.
Bend a little bit more, yeah.
I see,
yeah, without having the bone breaking.
They're not all brittle.
Yes, exactly.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
And for adults like us, well, he's in the
I'm getting up in a senior citizen.
Yeah. Adults like me.
Okay. So for adults, then they're more the middle group kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So then you can say, you know, for the low level injuries, low energy injuries, a lot of times maybe just a sprain kind of injury, as opposed to say a more high energy injury, then we have more of these fractures.
Mm. Okay. If it's a fracture on the leg, right, or feet, do you always need like crutches, or is there a way to go around without crutches?
Oh, it depends on where the fracture is and the severity of the fracture.
Mm.
Sometimes we do need crutches, like you mentioned, but in certain fractures where it involves, say, the foot, for example, we could immobilize the foot with a walker boot, and then we can still be able to ambulate without the use of crutches, even if there's a fracture.
You know, when I broke my toe, I needed crutches. It was so
He's
painful.
He's such a baby, right? Trust him. Of all the places to break, it's got to be the toe.
I stubbed it on my bed leg.
Smart.
It is actually very common.
It's
very common.
So don't ignore your pain. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Dr. Victor Sia, you can always WhatsApp 811-5777 or simply log on to mountelizabeth.com.sg. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you.